I know today's commentary may make you tear up and have to run for a box of Kleenex, but I'll do the best I can to be easy on you. This story comes out of Zurich. It says, Director Roman Polanski feels depressed in jail, says his lawyer. Director Roman Polanski is feeling depressed 2 weeks after his arrest in Switzerland to face U.S. extradition for a 1977 case involving the rape of a 13-year-old girl. The lawyer was quoted as saying on Sunday, this, I found him to be tired and depressed. Hervé Termine, I think I'm saying that right, told a newspaper, one of two newspapers he talked to after visiting the Oscar-winning director in prison. Roman Polanski, 76, seemed very dejected when I visited him, he told a AM radio station, and he was in an unsettled state of mind. Remember, Polanski pled guilty in Los Angeles to having sex with a 13-year-old girl in 1977 and spent 42 days in prison undergoing psychiatric tests. However, he fled the case before the case was concluded because he believed the judge would sentence him up to 50 years behind bars despite a plea agreement for time already served. Well, you know, regardless what Whoopi Goldberg says in the rape part of it, Roman Polanski should be depressed. He should be sweating every day that he's in jail, thinking that he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. None of this rape stuff or feeling sorry for this goof. All you have to do is go and read the transcript. Do like Dennis Miller did. Read the transcript and then say what you really think, because Polanski does not deserve any of our compassion. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.